Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
Hello, and welcome to our Lenten Reflections. This year, we're heading to the cinema. Each day, we take a look at a different film and discuss how it relates to the day's gospel reading. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, author, film critic, and all-round good bloke. Okay, so liturgically, we're in Cycle A, and it's the fifth Sunday of Lent. And Peter, today we're talking about the film Awakenings.
Awakenings made a very strong impact when it was first released, at the beginning of the 1990s, in fact. It was Robin Williams portraying Dr. Oliver Sacks, who was the doctor involved in the film we discussed last time, At First Sight. And Oliver Sacks had rather unorthodox ways of doing things in medical terms. But this was a story about people who had been actually in virtual coma for a long time. And he found ways of medication that enabled them actually to regain some life. So, of course, with the gospel today, the raising of Lazarus, then it's easy to see the connection. Once again, it's one of those very long stories in John's gospel, this time chapter 11. And it goes along with the woman at the well and the man born blind as one of, I suppose, the classic stories of John's gospel. And the question, I suppose, has come to my mind in the past, what on earth was the experience of Lazarus as he came back to life and was reunited with Martha and Mary? In chapter 12, there is a mention that a dinner was given, Martha was waiting again at table, Mary poured the ointment over Jesus' feet, and Lazarus was one of the guests. So he came back into a life. I might tell you just a little joke, which mightn't be part of our reflection, but in Larnaca in Cyprus, Lazarus was considered the missionary, and he's buried allegedly there in the cathedral. And the guide truly said to us, Lazarus was buried here after he died the second time. So it is a reminder that Lazarus was resuscitated, and in anticipation of the resurrection, he receives new life.
Now, Robin Williams isn't really a stranger to the medic's overcoat, is he? We've got his unorthodox methodologies in things like Patch Adams. Is this a similarly unorthodox treatment, as it were?
It is, in a way. He's not as eccentric as Patch Adams, but he's pushing frontiers, I suppose we might say. And his input, I think, is not just in the medication or whatever processes, but how he deals with those who actually come back to life. And Robert De Niro is the main character. He's not the only one. And on that Lazarus coming back into life and rediscovering life, that's very much the experience of these people who are resuscitated, only temporarily, unfortunately. So it's an awakening and not a fully new life. But I thought that in terms of images and stories for this particular gospel, then Awakenings is interesting and provocative.
These awakenings were rare and transient, lasting only a moment or two. The rest of the time, he remained, as you see him here, in a metaphorical, if not physiological equivalent, of sleep or even death. This was his condition when first found by me in a remote bay of this hospital, and the quality of his life for the last 30 years. Now?
Whenever you're ready.
My name is Leonard Law. It has been explained to me that I have been away for quite some time. I'm back.
Robin Williams is quite good at showing, I think one would have to say, the humanity, so almost to hell with the ethics or the rule book of treatment, as it were. He seems to show in a great many of these films that sort of desire to actually help the person. Is this the case here?
He does, and in that sense one can make the parallel with Jesus, who brings Lazarus back to life, that in some ways he's an eccentric Christ figure. And I think that gives a bit more dimension, but it's also part of the dimension when those who have been awakened start to deteriorate, and the empathy and sympathy that he offers for them as, and of course we're going to celebrate Holy Week and the coming weeks, that we are going to be reflecting on Jesus dying as well as the rising that was foreshadowed by Lazarus.